Confusion about what a person can and can't do with a gun on Utah's college campuses is once again in the spotlight after pop culture critic and feminist Anita Sarkeesian canceled a speaking engagement at Utah State University earlier this week after receiving death threats. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
Sarkeesian is a prominent critic of the video game industry and its portrayal of women, and has often been the recipient of death threats and online harassment. On Twitter, she said she decided to cancel the event not because of the threats, but because Utah state officials wouldn't prevent people from bringing guns to the event. State law allows people to bring guns onto school campuses if they have a concealed carry permit. But several universities, including Utah State, have policies that prohibit people from bringing guns into their football and basketball stadiums. When I asked University of Utah spokesperson Maria O'Mara about their policy at Rice-Eccles Stadium, she sent the following statement. Quote, "The University of Utah fully complies with Utah law, which allows a concealed weapon permit holder to possess a concealed weapon on campus," end quote. But even that leads to some confusion, as the university says the weapon needs to be concealed, while others, like Republican State Representative Kurt Oda, say the base standard in Utah is open carry, and that concealed carry permits simply allow concealment.
If a person can do that openly already without a permit, why would someone who's gone through additional training to get the permit be required to conceal it? That doesn't make sense.
Oda says he doesn't think the laws need to be changed or modified, but he has asked the Office of Legislative General Counsel for an official opinion. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.